minute later, Tommy descended the stairs, entering the kitchen in baggy sweatpants and nothing else. It was a little cool to be without a shirt, but Tommy loved showing off his body, especially his 8-pack abs. Sam arched an eyebrow, silently mocking Tommy's choice of attire. Tommy grinned.
Don't be jealous. You can't all be me.
Not jealous, Tom. I'm all right being who I am.
Guess who I saw last night?
Tommy asked, reaching for one of the glossy red and white Santa mugs lining the wide lip of the kitchen window. Mugs that Joe's new wife, Sophie, had put there, along with the plethora of Christmas decorations all over the house. They'd never done much decorating at Christmas, but it seemed no one had the heart to tell Sophie that. Sam didn't take the bait and just waited as Tommy filled his glossy red Santa mug and then replaced the coffee carafe.
Why didn't you take one of the Christmas mugs?
Tommy asked.
There was no Grinch mug,
Sam answered easily, lifting his brown feed mug with the faded logo.
Had to make do with this.
Sophie's excited about the new mugs, I noticed.
You don't like Christmas anymore?
I like it just fine. Now, who did you see last night?
You'll never figure it out. Not in a million years.
Put like that, just tell me.
Tommy lifted his cup.
Make at least one guess. Humor me.
I humor you all the time.
Dang, you're a grouch.
Tommy paused, took a sip and then another, all the while eyeing Sam over the rim of the smiling Santa.
I was at the Wolf Den. Does that help?
Sam suppressed a sigh. The Wolf Den was the seediest bar in town, probably the seediest bar anywhere in a 40-mile radius. Truckers, bikers, and troublemakers liked to frequent the place. He personally avoided it, but his brother had been there for a birthday party last night. His youngest brother liked to run a little wild still.
I don't know, since it's not a place I like to go.
I'll help you out. Someone you dated.
This caught Sam's attention. Someone he dated was working at the Wolf Den? He hadn't dated that many people, not growing up. Back in high school, there had been just two girls. Sam tended to settle into serious relationships, long relationships, rather than playing the field like Tommy. So if it was someone he dated, that meant it had to be Heather or Caitlin. But Heather was married with four little ones, and Caitlin had moved away somewhere in Texas, working for a big tech company. She'd always been smart, ambitious, and she'd gone off to college and never returned. But had she finally come back?
Caitlin?
Sam asked.
Is she working at the Wolf Den?
Nope! I don't know anyone else from Marietta I've dated.
I didn't say she was from Marietta.
Sam frowned.
I don't know. I give up.
It's Ivy. Ivy was bartending last night.
Sam's jaw clenched and his stomach felt hard, tight, as he slowly set his mug down.
Say that again?
Saw Ivy last night.
Tommy wasn't smiling anymore.
And it was her. I know it was her. I even asked one of the waitresses. It's your Ivy.
Did you talk to her?
No.
Did she see you?
Sam asked.
I don't know. Once I thought I saw her looking at me, but when I looked her in the eye, she glanced away and...
His voice faded. He shrugged.
To be honest, it just felt really weird and awkward.
I think she was surprised to see me, and I don't think she was happy to see me. And suddenly, I didn't want to be there.
Tommy went to the fridge, pulled out the carton of half and half, and poured a generous measure into his cup.
She looked different, too. Hard to explain.
She just didn't look like your girlfriend anymore.
Sam grabbed the half-and-half carton and returned it to the fridge, closing the refrigerator door with a little more force than necessary.
That's because she isn't my girlfriend. She hasn't been my Ivy for 2 years now.
Are you going to see her? She's working again tonight.
Sam gave his brother an incredulous look.
No, I'm not going to see her. Why would I do that? Because once you two were serious, really serious, we all thought you were going to marry her.
Tommy paused, waited.
You even thought you were going to marry her. Doesn't matter. It didn't happen. She moved on and I moved on, and we're both in a better place.
Tommy took his cup and walked across the room, grabbing a chair from the kitchen table and pulling it out.
But are you? He demanded, sitting.